Global Gaming Business Podcast, the industry's first and longest running podcast, now in our 16th year. This week we sit down with Michael Facenda, the Senior Vice President and General Manager of the Agua Caliente Casino in Cathedral City, California, on the opening of the new property in the middle of the pandemic and how it has been performing since. 20 years ago, IGT transformed the industry by introducing cashless gaming with Tito. Now, IGT is revolutionizing cashless yet again. Learn more about IGT's resort wallet at igt.com/cashless. Would you tell me if I could hear you speaking, if you could touch me, how would I know the feeling? I just can't imagine. The Agua Caliente band now has three casinos in the Palm Springs area. The newest one is in Cathedral City, and it opened in March, smack in the middle of the pandemic. Gaming veteran Michael Facenda is the general manager of the property and explains how the operations got up and running. He talks about how his employees were motivated to give the guests the best experience possible and how they handle the procedures and the enhanced cleaning and sanitizing efforts. But he's most excited about how the property should perform once the pandemic winds down and he can use the entertainment and meeting areas of the property to its full benefit. He spoke with me from his office in Cathedral City in March. Michael Facenda, thanks for joining us on the podcast today. Good to see you. We've known each other a long time, and we haven't seen each other for a while, but congratulations on the opening of the new Agua Caliente Casino in Cathedral City. It's an exciting time for you, and it must have been kind of hair-raising to get it open during a pandemic.
Very, very true. Good to see you too, Roger. It's been a minute for some time now, but we are ecstatic at the fact that We got Cathedral City up and running.
Right. Tell me about some of the issues that you really encountered as you were opening it, especially during the pandemic.
Well, I think it was a very smooth process for us. Mm-hmm. We had a plan. We had a well-executed plan. We worked closely with our construction team, stayed close to the vision that the tribe had set forth for the property. And all in all, considering we opened, in the middle of a pandemic, I got to tell you, it was very smooth. We obviously adhered to very carefully and with great concentration on, any tribal directives, the CDC and local government directives on how to keep, our guests and our team members safe in the middle of this pandemic. And, we stayed true to that. We stayed focused on that. And it worked out. So here we are, a little over 100 days open now, right. And couldn't be happier.
So what are some of the specifics of keeping the guests and the employees safe in terms of what do you go through? Do you have temperature checks and things like that?
Yeah. We've been diligent in making sure that communication is being issued. We've mm-hmm. been diligent in mask wearing initiatives. Our HR department's done a fabulous job of making sure team members have access to all healthcare initiatives and just really monitoring the situation and being very diligent about adhering to all those policies and practices.
Sure. Well, opening a casino is certainly not just a one-man job. Tell me about how your team responded during this time.
I got to tell you, I'm blessed to have been a part of opening this facility with another 550 great Agua Caliente Cathedral City team members. It was a fabulous experience. We've had a very, very low turnover. The team loves the beautiful property that the tribe has afforded us. The spirit of the Agua Caliente guest service is alive and well here as it is at our other two properties. And, the tribe really sets the tone for, treating our team members right, and we've been able to bring that forth here at Cathedral City as well.
Yeah, great. So tell us about the property. What are some of the amenities you like?
Well, it's a beautiful little property. We have 534 slot machines, mm-hmm. 8 table games. We have Cafe 111, which is our executive chef, Julian Gonzalez, chairs that initiative, and he's fabulous with coming up with wonderful, wonderful menu options, many Latin in flavor, beautiful breakfast items. We have 360 Sports Bar, which the original 360 Sports Bar opened at Rancho Mirage, our mm-hmm. sister property.
Right.
So based on the success levels there, we brought it here to Cathedral City. So a great place to come in and have a wonderful sandwich or some very unique items on that menu as well, and watch your favorite sports teams. And one of the ones that we're most excited about is twofold in way. Agave Caliente bar that we put forth is a little tequila bar.
Okay.
Has beautiful, beautiful views on the west end of the building of the mountain range, the beautiful sunsets going over the mountains, surrounded by the tribal palm trees all around, which also connects to our pavilion, which, you know, as we move closer and closer to getting back to normal, we'll be putting that to more and more use, where we can accommodate concerts up to 1,000 people, mm-hmm. Have, who knows, whatever, chili cook-offs, weddings, CVB meetings, you know, anything of the like. So the property is very quaint. It's unique in that it's comfortable, high ceilings, plenty of space to move around, easy to access from the 10 and locally,
mm-hmm.
and a great, great staff.
Okay. So did you have any input on the design of the property, or is that pretty much done by the time you got there?
I would give the design element and credit to our tribal government and construction teams. You know, did have a great deal of input leading into, mm-hmm. You know, making sure that it was fully functional.
Right.
But all in all, the core of the place, fabulously done, all by our predominantly, I guess, our tribal council.
Sure. What's been the reaction of your customers so far?
It's been great. We just eclipsed our 100th day of operations. You know, we've seen in that 100 days, a lot of Agua Caliente customers come from our sister properties, mm-hmm. to try it out, because our ACE club is unified and your offers for one property are valid and good at the others. So that kind of really set the tone, mm-hmm. for the database customers. And as it relates to, you know, the FIT customer, we've seen very good trial from a variety of different places,
mm-hmm.
you know, L.A., San Diego, even Vegas, with folks traveling through on the 10.
We're sure.
Very conveniently accessible off of the 10. So, you know, despite the fact we really didn't get to do too much of a grand opening festivities, mm-hmm. we've seen good trial from both our database and new customers alike. Okay.
You know, I know in locals casinos, you know, usually the market's a pretty narrow circle, 10 miles or so. Is that what you found so far?
Initially, we've done, I would say it was extended beyond that.
Yeah,
you know, uh-huh. we have two sister properties.
Right.
And we were able to introduce Cathedral City facility to our sister properties customers,
okay.
which extended that reach.
Mm-hmm.
But we also are seeing great trial from the local community. It's a great place to come and spend the night out, enjoy some great music and a great meal, and not have too far to drive.
Right, exactly. So what are the demographics like? I've talked to some casino operators recently, and they say, you know, in the pandemic they've gotten a younger demographic, because, you know, some of the old people, you know, are certainly more susceptible to COVID and don't want to come out, and the young people are ready to rock and roll. You know what I mean? Has that been your experience?
I would say thus far, because we're brand new,
yeah.
we've had a pretty wide scope,
okay.
of demographics come in. You know, the facility has something for everybody. So if you're looking for some nightlife, Agave Caliente and some DJ and a great little menu. If you're looking for midday gaming, we have Active Aces on Thursdays with, you know, all kinds of food specials.
Sure.
So we've seen core gamers as well.
Mm-hmm.
So for our first 100 days or so, it's been a pretty wide scope. And I would think coming into, you know, the future here, we'll probably experience that even more.
Okay, great. So obviously the tribe is really committed to this project, you know, making it their third casino. What kind of commitment did you feel from them?
Fabulous commitment. I mean, the challenges that the tribe went through, you know, and the decision making,
sure.
that they had to undertake during the pandemic was very, very heavy. I'm sure of that. But, you know, very pleased that the tribe decided to continue on with the project. Very pleased that we're able to employ a little over 500 team members all the way and get the property up and running. So the commitment has always been there. The tribe is very supportive of the initiative. And, you know, we just do our best every day to make them proud.
Okay, great. So the tribal chairman, Jeff Gruby, I've read some things about him. He seems to be a quite an inspirational leader. I mean, is that what you found?
Uh-oh. Roger, can you see me?
Yeah, I see you.
Oh, there we go.
Okay.
My computer might have fallen asleep there. Chairman Gruby and tribal council, for that matter, have been wonderfully inspirational.
Yeah.
And wonderfully supportive as well. You know, as these have been some trying times, but never did we not feel the support and the love coming from our tribal council, you know, and support in many, many different ways. But yes, very, very happy that I had the opportunity to work for Chairman Gruby and for the tribal council in general.
Okay, great. So you started out in commercial gaming in Atlantic City, and you've had other stops along the way, but you've spent a lot of time in Indian country as well. What's the difference between running a casino for a commercial company versus running it for a tribe?
Yeah, I've been blessed to have now worked for two Native American tribes, one in Michigan and then all the Agua Caliente Band of Cuy Indians. It's definitely a little bit different, but it's more of a family atmosphere. Mm-hmm. You feel like you can get decisions made quickly.
Right.
You never are at loss for what your direction might be or what the end goals are. And I feel blessed to have been able to work for two wonderful tribes in my career thus far. And I quite frankly, I enjoy it. It's a smaller operation. You know, less red tape in a way.
Sure.
And the ability to interact and communicate and establish what the goals are has been wonderful.
Yeah, you're right. Resort Wallet from IGT provides a digital wallet for all your players' gaming and retail needs. From card or cardless-based cashless transactions, your players will love the convenience of getting rid of cash and all the hassles associated with using cash. And with IGT Pay, IGT's exclusive payment gateway, your players can fund their cashless wagering accounts from multiple external sources simultaneously. The benefits of cashless gaming are amazing. No more waiting in lines at ATMs to get cash, no more waiting in lines to redeem your tickets, and no more waiting for service when your ticket printer jams. Learn more about IGT's Resort Wallet at igt.com/cashless. And now back to our podcast. So, you know, Southern California is a very competitive casino market. I mean, there's you know, some wonderful casinos down there. You know, I've been to almost all of them. You know, the big ones, the Morongos and the San Manuels, and some of the smaller ones, I was going to say Pala. Pala's not small, you know. But what's it like to be in a real competitive market like that?
Well, it for sure is a competitive market. You know, our relationship began back in Atlantic City, so I was a bit, you know, pretty much introduced to that environment right away in Atlantic City.
Very, very hotly competitive at all times, right?
Very, and, you know, operations and competitors right across the street. So, yeah, this is a little bit different. It is highly competitive, as you say, but, you know, the Agua Caliente family of casinos has existed for some time. We have a following. We stay true to our guest service initiatives, our Forbes-based guest service initiatives. Mm-hmm. We apply those. You know, while Rancho Mirage is Forbes five-star, we follow a lot of those initiatives at the other two properties as well.
Sure.
And I think the service level, service delivery speaks for itself. And, you know, we're in the desert. And it's a great getaway for those who want to get out of the traffic and just get away and park your car once, if it be Rancho Mirage, spend a couple nights without ever having to go to the car again and have everything available to you. So, you know, I think we're unique in that way. And I think the guest service really is what really brings people back.
Right,
you know, we're
right.
clean, we're safe, we're fun, and our guest service is you know, very, very good.
Sure, sure. So, you know, I understand the tribal corporate culture is pretty unique at Agua Caliente, at all three casinos. You know, how do you communicate that to some of the new employees that have come on your property?
Well, I think the Agua Caliente culture has existed for some time now. So for us here at Cathedral City, it was simply taking what was already established and working and well known at our sister properties and employing it here. So I think all the applicants at the time knew exactly, you know, who we were and what great employers the tribe is, mm-hmm. and how wonderfully caring the tribe is as it relates to the community.
Sure.
And I think for many who were outside our industry, it was a pretty easy decision when they were looking for a job to submit an application to Agua Caliente Casinos.
And I guess you had a pretty good choice of applicants there with the pandemic and people out of jobs.
Yeah, I think we were blessed, and I think the applicants were blessed as well, mm-hmm. that there was a glimmer of light that, you know, they if they needed a paycheck and they were convinced that we were providing a wonderfully safe environment, that there was an opportunity for them. And
sure.
we were blessed to be able to bring those folks in and employ them. And, to the lion's share of them are still with us after our 100th day. So
yeah.
we're really, really happy about that.
Great, great. So what do you expect out of the casino once the pandemic is roughly over, the vaccine's out there and we're back to semi-normal anyway?
I think it's fabulous. I think that, you know, we'll be able to extend our marketing reaches even further. We're excited about the pavilion and what our pavilion can do and all the functions that we can host out there. And just the opportunity to bring a couple hundred extra people right outside the doorway of our casino is really what's exciting right now. You know, our restaurants are open. We are abiding, you know, to spacing directives as well. But, you know, they're already providing great experience. The casino's wonderfully vibrant. It's going to be great once everybody feels comfortable.
Right.
Again, that they can go out
yeah.
and enjoy themselves.
No question.
And I think once we get to that point, everything else will take care of itself as long as we take care of our business, which is guest service first.
Yeah, no question. Well, Mike, again, congratulations on opening the casino. I can't wait to get down there and see it. I come down to Palm Springs at least once a year. So
please stop in. I'd love to see it.
Definitely want to check it out, and we'll have lunch together or something.
We can do that. Absolutely.
Great. Well, thanks.
I did want to say Sal wanted me to make sure I said hello to you.
Oh,
Sal,
that's right.
Sal, that's my boss here.
Yep. Yep. Sal's an old friend, another old Atlantic City guy too. Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah. Yep.
Right. Well, thanks for the time, Mike, and congratulations, and I hope to see you soon.
Thank you. Appreciate it. Stop by.
Okay. Hope you enjoyed this week's podcast brought to you by IGT. Your players will experience the convenience of digital transactions throughout your property with IGT's Resort Wallet. Learn more at IGT.com/cashless. To learn more about the Indian tribes of Southern California and their casinos, visit GGBMagazine.com. To get all the news of the gaming industry, particularly of the coronavirus situation and its impact on gaming, including daily updates, subscribe for free at GGBNews.com by using the code GGB180. Don't miss a single episode of the podcast. Subscribe on iTunes and Spotify today. So we'll see you next time on the GGB Podcast.